Hello and welcome to episode 342 of Sprigatz a Geek. I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. Spoilers.
We did not see the movie this weekend.
Hammer came down with the coronavirus on like Monday morning.
No.
I mean, it close enough.
It felt like
you've
it,
been
yeah.
sick.
I was sick
four
from,
or 5 days.
Yeah.
Like,
and I was so,
and it wasn't just
work.
Like, I'm not feeling well. Like, you went to urgent care sick.
Yeah, I was like, well, after like, I'm the dumb person. I was like, well, I still have to go to work. And then I woke up and I was like, no. Jackie looks at me. She's like, no. I call my boss. My boss is like, I can actually hear her go a little bit set. She's like, fuck, I really want to come in. And I'm like, I can come in. You don't want me right. to come in. She's like, no, please don't.
And it sucks because you were talking about how you wanted to take this Saturday off.
I did. I really wanted to do this Saturday. I'm like, well, that's boned.
And so, yeah, you used some time to heal.
Yay.
And then earlier this weekend, I woke up. And so if you can tell from my voice,
yeah,
I feel fine mm-hmm. for the most part. But, like, my throat is killing me. It's on fire. Oof. And... so this is going to be a short episode because we're going to be doing a lot of talking later because we are going to be playing some games.
Yeah.
So, but luckily not a lot happened this week, so it's kind of okay.
Yeah, worked out.
I know you said that you had actually gone to see a movie, which
yeah.
I don't know how you managed to do that.
I did on a Tuesday night after work. Like, I just wanted to go see it and I caught a movie and I was like, oh, this will work.
But you were sick.
I'm not smart. No, I saw it on Monday. I saw it on Monday because I had Martin Luther King Day off. And I was like, well, this is appropriate.
Jesus Christ.
Well, because it was that.
No, I get it.
Yeah, because it was that or it was Bad Boys 2. And I'm like, or Bad Boys for Life. And I'm like, I'd rather watch like a good movie.
Right.
I'm going to see Bad Boys.
I want to watch a movie that I want to see
yeah.
and not a movie that
so I saw,
feel obligated to
so
see.
So I saw Just Mercy and it was good. It is not as like punchy in the gut kind of like emotional stuff that I was hoping for. You know our love for Michael B.
Yes.
I still like him. I don't feel like it was his... It wasn't like groundbreaking performances that he's put out there, but he put out a solid one. I mean, really, though, I think the best ones were the people who are the prisoners, which was Jamie Lee...
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, not Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie
Lee
Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. I cannot remember the other guy, but he... Fuck, I cannot remember. There's the one who's Ice Cube's son is in there. Because he was in Straight Outta Compton, right? And then there's another guy, I can't remember, but they're like the three main prisoners. I feel like those guys, they knocked out of the park. Like, they did really good performances, I thought. but I would recommend still going, giving it a shot. It was worth it.
Okay.
Not always as tight of a movie. Jesus. As tight of a movie as I'd want. So again, it's not perfect. And I was really hoping for like, knock it out of the park. Kind of like
right.
run. That was like a solid like, you know. I can't do sports metaphors for baseball.
It's like a good movie.
Yeah, it's good. It was solid. I was happy about it. So I'd say definitely give that a shot.
All right, so you suggest seeing... God, I forgot the name of it already.
Just Mercy.
Just Mercy. There we go. Okay.
Yeah, I would say so. I think it was worth it.
Okay.
I mean, even if it's not in theaters, it's still worth seeing.
That'll be me. I'll probably end up seeing it when it's not in the theaters.
For me, it was nice. It's a good respite, especially if you see all the explosive shit out there.
Right. I mean, I went with a friend and saw Legend in the theater, which I've done before and I love seeing it, but it's like, it's been so long that I've seen the theatrical cut that I forget how much of a mess that movie is. Like, I can't believe I actually fell in love with the movie watching the theatrical cut. Cause it's a mess.
Okay.
And the director's cut doesn't make it immensely better. Like, it's not really a great movie, but I love it. It's my favorite of the 80s fantasy movies.
Kind of things, right?
Nostalgic. Yeah.
Because I honestly can't remember the last time I watched Legend, and I couldn't tell you anything besides that Tom Cruise is sparkly and Tim Curry is a devil.
Darkness,
but, you know, huge-ass fucking horizontal
yes.
shit. That's about all I can tell you about it.
Yeah, that's, I mean...
So I didn't even know there were two cuts.
The director's cut adds things, but it's not like The Abyss where it changes the movie.
Oh, yeah, because the ending is completely different for The Abyss.
Yeah, right? The Abyss is, like, amazing on the director's cut, and the regular edition, you're like, oh, okay.
I think I've only seen the director's cut of that.
Good. That's all you need to see.
I know I'm going to go see, what is that, Monty Python and the Holy Grail playing at Flix Brew House on Tuesday. So
oh, nice.
I'm going to see that with some friends, and I'm excited because I haven't seen it. It's been a long fucking time since I've seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah, I started watching it on Netflix recently, but I haven't, like, sat down and watched it in a long time.
Plus, I wanted to go to the other ones, and I hear a lot of people speak pretty highly of flicks, so I'm curious.
I haven't been there yet, so I do want to try them out at some point.
Yeah.
But we'll also get to video games. What have you been playing? Again.
I've been playing Terraforming Mars on my phone. I've mastered... I've already found a shit ton of bugs in it. And the problem is there's no real easy way to report bugs on that game. Like, it's very specific things. Like, when you have this extra action card you play that gives you extra action, you and it gives you two options, you can only select one for whatever reason, but only on certain games. So it's, there's a lot of... It really inhibits my fun of wanting to learn to play the game because there's a lot of fucking intricacies in it. But it makes me... I'm more confident that if I were to try to play the game with you... Or, like, you can play with two up to four. I can be better at teaching and manage people through it. So that's my main reason of buying it. I love the game. The game is a lot of fun. Even if you lose, it's super resource managey, heavy craziness that we were talking about. Those games just get super fucking complex. But I have a lot of fun
with that. Well, that's one of the things. Like, we're playing Imperial Assault. And, like, even if you lose, it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's challenging to both sides. It never feels like one side doesn't have... And sometimes it feels like one side doesn't even have a hope of doing anything, and one turn, all of a sudden you're like, oh.
Yeah, like this last, 100%. Like, this game is it's competitive cooperative, if that makes sense, because the whole goal is you're trying to terraform Mars, so no matter what, you win by terraforming Mars, and there's three major stats you're trying to do is get oceans built, raise the temperature, and raise the oxygen level. And the thing is, everyone does stuff to add to it, but they're all trying to compete for a score at the end of it. So I'm like, no matter what, you're kind of collaborating in a way and you're building off of each other and it helps you redefine your strategies and stuff. I don't know. It's really fun. I really think you'll dig it.
I mean, that's one of my favorite things right now is a lot of these games are going more cooperative.
Which I like better.
I do still like the competitive games and it depends on what I'm wanting to play at that time. But I do like sitting down and like, you know, I recently bought Legion. We've talked about this before, but, you know, Sarah was like, I'll learn to play with you. I was like, No, it's competitive. It's not us versus the computer. It's me versus you. Yeah. And, like, maybe we could sit down and try to play it one day, but I don't know if you're going to want to play a competitive game against me where I'm actually trying to murder you. Yeah.
I do think I prefer more cooperative or cooperatively competitive games, if that makes sense. So, but, yeah, that's all I've been playing. I really haven't spent... I've watched a lot of shit recently because I was sick this past week and I haven't played much, but I started watching through the pandemic series on Netflix because naturally I'm feeling sick. Why not?
Oh, okay. But not the actual pandemic from the board game.
It's like a Netflix docu-series. Yeah, it
talks about viruses and everything.
Yeah. It was all right. Got through a few of them, got bored. I started watching through Stargate again randomly because, you know, when you're sick, you just have weird cravings for things. I did start
watching... But something that you can watch without having to pay attention to because you've seen it enough times that you can just lay there and, like, die.
Yes. one of the things I did start watching that I heard a lot about and I was pretty surprised how much I enjoyed it was Barry on HBO. It's, not Mitch Hedberg, because he's dead.
Yeah, he's been dead for a while.
Shit, I'm going to hear it afterwards, but I won't get into it too much. Okay. You know the comedian, he's the guy who was in Noel, not what's her name?
Oh, Bill Hader?
Bill Hader, yeah.
Or a Hader.
Yeah, so he's basically a serial killer, or he's not a serial killer, but he's a hitman who got from back from war, got back into doing hits and stuff like that. And then he takes one hit, the first one where he's going to kill this guy, but ends up going into an acting class, finds out that this might be his purpose as being an actor. And it's him trying to balance between the two lives of him trying to be switch more to be an actor. Who doesn't have a lot of stuff, but the acting's literally teaching him how to be a human being.
Interesting.
And it's more dark and dramatic than it is funny, but the situation in general is funny. I liked it. It kind of reminds me of Dexter, kind of checks off that box a bit. But I burned through the first season, and and I'm in through the second season so far, and I'm really like seeing Bill Hader as kind of a dramatic role, but also an action-y role. It's a very different role for me, for seeing him in it. But I would highly recommend that one. It's good. What about you?
I think I've played like 10 minutes of Tomb Raider again.
Oh my god.
Like, for the past almost 2 or 3 weeks, I really haven't turned on my systems. Oddly enough, I turned on my Xbox. I was like, I'm going to play Fable. I was like, I do want to play Fable. Went to the store. It's not there.
Do you not have the game?
Awesome. No.
Do you want to borrow mine?
Do you have the...
I have the Xbox version, and you can plug it in, and then that'll let you download it.
And so, but I looked for Fable, no, and there's a Fable Anniversary Edition, which has the Lost Chapters, and it's upgraded for 1080p and all that jazz. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, I'll buy this. It's like $30. I'm like, I don't know if I want to play Fable that bad.
I have the Xbox Lost Chapters version, so I can let
you buy everything is just not HD. Enhanced, which I can deal with. But, like, I can deal with... I thought Fable was pretty enough when I... Now, granted...
It may change your mind once you
play it. Yeah, it was... Fuck. When did Fable come out? I mean, it was Xbox, so...
It was a decade ago.
It's gotta be over... No, it's way over that. I was working at Blockbuster, so it's 2004, 2005 when it came out. Jesus.
Ah, 2007 is when I still had an Xbox, and 360 was just coming out and being the hot new thing.
Yeah, but I was already back here.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to think. Yeah,
it's 2004,
so it's over a decade. It's 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so it probably won't look good.
No, it's not going to look good at all.
So that $30 maybe, like, my thought, you can borrow it, and then you may be like, maybe $30 is a good idea.
Yeah, so I actually, but like, I turned on my Xbox, I was like, I'm going to give you money.
Yeah, because we were talking about this last hike.
So
sons of bitches.
Yeah, nothing. I haven't really been playing anything. I even just activated my PlayStation Plus games. I was like, oh, I do need to get
Goat Simulator. About those.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I need to grab Goat Simulator before it falls away.
Have you watched anything cool or?
No, we'll talk about
Lady Bird.
We'll talk about Mandalorian. We forgot to do that the last episode.
Oh,
episode. Okay. So we'll talk about that. We watched episode 3 of The Witcher, I think.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, we make it through like one or two episodes a week. Our schedules are super hectic right now that we're not spending a lot of time together doing anything.
Yeah.
And so when I'm home and it's like me time, I'm kind of focusing on painting to try and get through the 4,000 minis that I have.
They're looking good. The ones you've done look really fucking good.
It just takes forever, so I'm trying to get through all of those.
But you love it.
I do, for the most part. But like I said, I finished painting all the stormtroopers for Imperial Assault.
Yeah.
And then I picked up Legion, and it's 4 armies of stormtroopers, and that's 28 stormtroopers. And I'm like, God damn it. White. So much white. So I actually think I'm going to change up one of the schemes and make one of them more like a Tatooine yellowy white. So it looks sun bleached, essentially.
Yeah, I like that.
But I'm in no real hurry to get that done because I haven't played a game yet.
Yeah.
I know that TK, he took one of my instruction booklets, so he's going to read through it, and I'm going to continue to read through it, and we'll probably try to grab a game within the next few weeks.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But no, I'm not
it's been a slow year for gaming.
I mean, I'm okay with that. Like, the weird thing is that's given me a lot of time to catch up.
Yeah.
And I'm using time for us to not catch up.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, it's a slow time not for games coming out, but more of just us not playing games. Because I started hard with Jedi, but I haven't gone back. And it's not bad. It's just not enough to, like, make me go, oh my God, I need to play more.
Oh, but I have, like, Persona 5 that I want to get to, and I have Witcher that I want to get to, but I'm just Witcher like,
3, fuck.
I really want to get through this Tomb Raider game, but I'm like, I'm not feeling it right now. And that's okay to take breaks. And
so. Do you see yourself, like, just not going back to the game and switching over to something new?
No.
Okay.
I can't. I gotta see it through.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So we didn't go see a movie. Well, he did, but yeah. But we did watch a movie on Netflix brought to us by you.
You.
Me. And it wasn't on Netflix. It was on Amazon.
Yep.
Lady Bird.
Yes.
It's a coming-of-age story by a little girl. I'm gonna say little girl, but a young woman who's in her senior year of high school.
Yeah.
And it's a coming-of-age story, kinda.
I heard a lot of good things about this.
I did, too.
And I only watched the little bit of a trailer where it shows her jumping out of the car kind of thing, which happens in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, but
that was the most exciting part of it.
We watched the trailer, and we got to that part, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be fun. And so I was like, yeah, I'm totally in. I'm like, okay, cool. And then we watched it, and we both were just like...
It's like a... And Sarah and I thought the same thing. It was... Juno. It was trying to be Juno, but not.
It's Juno. And like, the mother is abusive the entire time, and that was basically my childhood growing up. And I hated at the end that she basically thanks her mother for being abusive to her. When she calls her up, she's like, "Thank you, I love you." blah.
See, it's funny. I had a different perspective of it, but it's like I think it's also coming back from backgrounds wise. Because I'm like, well, it's a mom who can't communicate is the way I looked at it, and it's a daughter who can't relate to her mom, and they're literally both like they're on parallel thoughts. It's just that they can't connect at all, and the only reason they can connect is when they're far apart, and that's like my whole vision for it all. But I don't think they did it well.
No, well, and you have like the thing at when they're at Goodwill and she comes out with the dress. She's like, "How does this look?" She's like, "I think it's the best you can look." And it's like,
"Wow,
cool."
But I mean, like both of them did it to each other. Like it was almost like it was a vicious cycle. Like neither of them could really break it. And at this point, if any of them did break it, they would look as like, "What's wrong?"
Yeah,
I didn't really like this.
No, I didn't like this at all.
I got bored.
Yeah, we actually sat down and finished it in one sitting, which is weird. But I didn't enjoy this movie. I'm not going to recommend it. Now, maybe we're missing something. And because I heard a lot of people loved this movie, and I don't understand why.
I would like to hear what they loved about it. But for me, I just, again, I got bored. And it wasn't really good. There's not really closure. I don't feel like there's really much of growth. Like, that's one last, like, 3-4 line exposition at the end that's supposedly, quote-unquote, her growth. And forced.
It just felt like a movie. Yeah. I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to forget this thing.
I will, too.
Hopefully sooner than I forget Underwater, but it's hard to tell at this point.
One will fly, one will sink.
They were both just...
Yeah.
But we did get a suggestion for a new movie for us to watch a review this week. And it's by our buddy TK. He wanted us to watch Mom and Dad on Hulu. I've never heard of this.
I've never even
heard of this. So I don't know what to expect with this.
Oh, dear Lord.
But if you have anything you want us to watch on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, or Disney Plus, let us know at batandhammer@gmail.com. Bat and Hammer on Twitter. Spriggins and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Tara Skippy.
I'm at Crane Kids. Make sure to like us, love us, share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher whenever we get them to fix their stuff.
We've contacted Stitcher. And they said, like, what have you done?
And we're like, nothing's changed. Everyone else is working fine, buddy.
Yeah. So we'll get to Stitcher whenever So we're working on Stitcher. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But one of the things we're going to get to, we forgot last week, unfortunately, is we didn't talk about Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And so we're on episode 6 now.
Not penultimate, because that'd be no next one.
Right, correct.
This is...
Big word.
I like penultimate. Penultimate's fun.
Penultimate. I mean, it's a big word, and it's kind of... But, like, that big of a word just to be the one before second the last. Second to the last. Yeah, just, okay.
This is the one with Bill Burr in it.
Yes. This is the one where it feels like Imperial Assault.
Yeah. I like this one.
I did like this one.
It's not
perfect. They have to rescue Twi'lek's brother.
Yes.
And the Twi'lek was...
a douche?
Tonks.
The female one was Tonks? Oh, I didn't know that.
But it's people that he used to run with. One of them's a droid, one of them's a Devorian, and one of them's Bill Burr, who's a...
Human?
A Corellian, maybe. But he has to... go and rescue the Twi'lek's brother, and they're on an Imperial blockade ship.
Yeah.
But it's manned by, essentially, robots.
Yeah.
And after they rescue the brother, they backstab the bounty hunter because they've found Baby Yoda, and they are like, well...
I think they're going to do it anyway.
They were going to do it anyway, yeah. But they're like, well, the Empire's going to come, the alarm's been triggered, we can put him here, and then they're going to be like, oh, this is who it was. This one felt, this is the first really good episode I felt of Mandalorian. The rest of them, I was like, okay, cool. This is one where I was like, all right, you can do something that's different, but it's still unique to Star Wars, but it feels right. It doesn't bank on Baby Yoda so much. And it's starting to flesh out a little bit of a world, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But I actually really enjoyed this one.
I mean, I did too. It's a good self-contained story that builds, like you said, builds world, builds lore. And for the most part, I mean, we know as of right now, nothing else comes of it later in the rest of the series. Mm-hmm. So it's just a self-contained thing where it builds a story, carries it out, executes it, moves on. I didn't even like the idea that it looks like he's killing all the dudes and then he just at the quote-unquote twist. I'm like, I actually didn't mind that part.
I didn't mind that part. The Devorian's dead, though. There's no way the Devorian survived that.
Which one's the Devorian?
The horns.
Well, when the thing closed on his head?
Yeah. Where he's holding the door and it closes, and I'm like, there's no way.
He's got a bonk in his head. Nah. Yeah. But, I mean, like,
the rest of them I could deal with, and I was like, this is fun.
But I liked it. It was fun, and it let him kind of be, I guess. I don't know. It felt
good. It showed him being badass.
Yeah.
But the first time you actually saw him, he could be. Yeah. I love to see where Baby Yoda thought he blew up the robot. Like, that's one of my favorite, where he puts his hand out and he's like, and then the robot blows up and he looks at his hand like, holy shit!
It was cute. I enjoyed this one. I feel like I know spoiler-wise, but not really, but the last three episodes are the ones I probably enjoyed the most. Mm-hmm. This one was, like, the only one of the two that is self-contained.
Yes.
The other two require you to watch the other ones to at least get
right,
stuff,
right.
So I'm like, yeah. But yeah,
I like this one. I really did like this one, too. I was glad that it went on it. It finally showed the Mandalorian actually being a badass, mm-hmm. as opposed to being like, you're so badass, you need to be rescued by everything because you keep getting your ass kicked.
It kind of put him to work part, and I think because it allowed him to partner with people that were supposed to be kind of close to his level, if mm-hmm. you think about it, and that's why it showed him extent. Because really, it's all about a giant pissing contest. Whenever you're trying to show how awesome a character is, you're like, let's see the villains you play against. These are your allies. This is how we judge your powers. And whatever. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, I had a good time with that one. Terry Jones from Monty Python, speaking of Monty Python, passed away recently. He was only 77, but it feels like he was older.
I mean, all of them have been part of our lives,
They're going to start, the next few years, we're going to start seeing more and more of them go.
Well, someone pointed out like that we're closer to 2042 than we are to 1994. I think it was.
Yeah, because we're 22 years.
Yeah. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, 2050 is the same time away as 1990.
Yeah, and that blows my fucking mind. But yeah. It made me sad. He's not like, I know he's in there because he's in a lot of the damn movies, obviously. And Life of Brian especially. But I forget everyone besides the main like two or three you see all the time.
Cleese.
Yeah. Like Cleese is obviously up there. God, I can't remember the other one. Shit.
And I know you think, isn't Gillian one of them?
I think so. Like, but yeah, I know he's among them. So I was like, fuck, they're going to be a lot of our people that we grew up with are going to be dropping down fast.
Yeah. I mean, but it happens.
It's, yeah.
It's life.
Yeah.
Brian. Jesus. I know, I'm done. But yeah, that was like, oh, okay. But there wasn't much that at least that I saw happened in the nerd world.
No.
I mean, unless I missed it or things that I was like, I don't care about this.
I'm surprised you didn't want to talk about the sports world wise.
I mean,
Well,
the weird thing is like, well, they don't, the way that we were recording it hadn't happened yet. Yeah. So now it has happened. But yeah. And then earlier today, Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash, which came out of nowhere. Like, Just yesterday, LeBron James had passed him for points scored in a career for third or fourth on the list. And so, like, it was just yesterday that he went to this event in Philly because it's where LeBron was playing, and he's from Philly. So he went to watch his game, and I guess his daughter had a basketball game in California, and they were trying to avoid traffic, and the helicopter crashed, and you know, him and his daughter were on there. Ooh, another parent, another daughter. Jesus. Yeah. So it was one of those things of, you know, my wife's husband, or
sorry, how'd that go?
Wow. My wife's father was like, have you seen this? I was what? And so we all go to Twitter, and like everything on Twitter is just about Kobe Bryant, because this is one of those things of, if not like, hey, he was 98 and he passed away, it's like, oh, this is one of those things of, he's 41.
Yeah.
Like, he isn't even in the Hall of Fame yet because he retired before you have to be retired 5 years before you can be put into the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
He hasn't been retired long enough to even be in the Hall of Fame. So he's going to be, you know, posthumously added to the, but if, you don't expect 41, and especially the shape that dude was in.
Yeah.
You're never going to expect somebody like that to die. And so it was like, yeah, he died, and it was in a crash, and just like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. I felt bad because I know his name, but I don't know sports. But I do know his name.
Right.
That's about it. But I was like, fuck.
It was just, it was a surreal thing, and so the entire sports world is kind of shocked by it, you know, because you don't expect, you expect when somebody's like, you know, if tomorrow I was like, Betty White died, you'd be like,
Of course.
You know, like, oh, that's sad.
At this point, Betty White's fucking going to outlive everybody.
I don't think she's ever going to. This is weird. Yeah. This is real weird.
Like, it'll be Betty White 150 years old. She's like, fuck you, bitches. Yep. All thumbs up. All fingers up.
But yeah, there's not much to really talk about in the nerd world.
No.
And we're both still kind of feeling under the weather, so we're not going to have a super long episode.
No.
So we are going to go ahead and get to the pod question from last week's episode, which was stolen by you.
Stolen? That was mine.
What? Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
True. I clarified it a little bit, but yeah, you're right.
But I want to know what streaming service, if you could only watch one streaming service going forward, what would it be?
TK went with Disney Plus because of family and such, and I could see that.
There's a lot of past good content on there.
There's a lot that Disney Plus has to offer, but there's not a lot of new content that...
As of right now, so I get that. That's my hesitancy, is that it's all old.
Right, and it seems like right now everything they're wanting to add to it, I'm like,
keeps getting delayed.
Yeah, Obi-Wan got delayed. Everyone got Falcon delayed. And the and Cap
got delayed. So did WandaVision or Loki got delayed?
No, I'm not sure either.
But, like, everything keeps getting delayed. Yeah. I mean, like, Cap and everything, like, that made sense because they're in, like, Puerto Rico, I think, when... I think it was in Puerto Rico, I believe, or... I know it was an island state, and it got, like, hit by an earthquake, so that's why I got there. Obi-Wan, because they're pushing everything to Star Wars back, I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah, no, you don't. Do that. You don't want to mess up Obi-Wan.
No, especially with Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, people will be very angry if you mess up Obi-Wan, mm-hmm. So take your time with that one. All right, so for this week's pod question...
Wait, no.
Oh, yeah,
answer. Wow. Well, that's yours, buddy.
Jeez.
You are out of this.
Oddly enough, I'm still going to go with Netflix.
Really?
Now, they're losing a lot of stuff, and... You know, it might change, but at this point next year. But they still produce enough quality new stuff that they own. Stranger Things, Castlevania.
Mm-hmm.
And then they still have movies on there, and they bring you new movies-ish. So there's still enough though where I'm like, Netflix is still the top of the streaming for me.
Yeah.
Where I'd still pick Netflix. What about you?
I'd pick Hulu. Like, it's not necessarily the movie choice, because, like, I don't look for any of the originals. You're right. Netflix definitely, I think, has probably the strongest original movies,
mm-hmm.
or original series. Next up would probably be Amazon, but I feel like just the sheer breadth and how often I go to Hulu, Hulu's usually my first stop. It has most all the TV shows I want to watch. It has most everything I can imagine that I want to watch. Plus, it kind of lets me never really have to turn my TV on, like my cable box on. I pretty much just stay on Hulu. And then if I want to watch specialty stuff, then I go to Netflix, or then I go to Amazon, or go to HBO.
Right.
So it's been my first stop, and I really like it, honestly. Plus, I know you're going to laugh because you don't see the point as much on, but like Letterkenny, from like, fuck yeah. Most of the comedies I want to watch, easily on there. It's usually the first stop I go.
I mean, I still need to give Letterkenny a shot, I guess. Because the one episode, I was like, I'm not into this at all.
Again,
and everybody's like, you got to get into it. I'm like, eh.
You kind of just need to like... let it happen rather than really try to force it.
Mm-hmm.
If it really doesn't feel right, that's fine. But yeah, that Hulu would be mine.
All right.
So what is our next question, buddy?
So for this week's pod question, I want to know, in honor of Terry Jones, what is your favorite Harry Potter skit? Monty Python skit.
And does it have to be with Terry Jones or just in general?
No, just Monty Python skit. It could be from the TV shows or any of the movies. So
I think I have it. Okay.
You've got... Yeah, okay. You've got a breadth of things to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know your answers at battenhammer@gmail.com. Jeez.
Battenhammer@gmail.com.
I'm so done talking.
It's okay.
And then you guys kept asking questions during Imperial Assault. And I was like, why do you make me keep talking?
We were really fucking engaged this time, and that's when we actually did a really good job.
Yeah, maybe I should be like, you guys can hang on your phones. Go ahead.
Fuck, don't die. Stop it.
Battenhammer@gmail.com. Battenhammer on Twitter. Spriggins and Geek on Facebook. You reach me, I'm at Tara Skippy.
Matt Krenkalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, iTunes. Particularly, those are the two places you can go to, and like Podbeam and Spotify, or wherever else. Just
Podcast Addict.
Yeah, just
like literally everywhere
but Stitcher right now, because apparently they're being dickholes. I'm gonna work with them and see what's going on.
We'll see.
Yeah,
yeah. I really feel bad that I've like not much to add to this show, but like
no,
not much has happened. I don't want to force anything,
it's
and like
it's probably shit.
And like. I know that I'm not feel. I mean, you can tell I'm not feeling into talking much. So, and you're
pretty. I'm pretty tired.
Yeah, you're gonna sleep. So this might not post until Tuesday or Wednesday.
I'm gonna try to see how this goes. We'll see.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 342 of Spring Zing Geek. So we're Spring Zing Geek. I'm Matt.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
That was quick.
I like how Trisha comes in and he blows the fucking house down.
I know. Fucking big bad wolf.